I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. The Supreme Court has been in the news a lot lately, what with the confirmation hearing of Circuit Judge Brett Kavanaugh having just finished. Becoming a justice in the nation's highest court is a dream shared by countless judges across the country. But let's turn our attention now to lawyers. Many of them have their own dream of arguing a case before the Supreme Court. But getting a case on the docket is like playing the lottery. The court hears only about 80 cases each year. That's out of the 7,000 to 8,000 that are submitted to them. That's about a 1% chance. But Stuart Lefstein tried his luck.
As far as I know, I'm the only lawyer in the Quad Cities ever to have argued a case before the United States Supreme Court.
Lefstein is a retired attorney from Rock Island. Back in 1988, Lefstein had the opportunity of a lifetime.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court.
Led by Chief Justice William Rehnquist at the time, the court had a few household names. Sandra Day O'Connor, Thurgood Marshall, Antonin Scalia. As of a few years ago, all of the justices from this court had either retired or died, except for Anthony Kennedy. But once the court reconvenes for its next session in October, without Kennedy, who retired earlier this summer, the bench will look entirely different from the one Lefstein remembers from 30 years ago. Lefstein's case, Christensen versus Colt Industries, was not highly political in nature. He describes it as technical. Lefstein was representing Christensen, a former employee of Colt. That's the company that makes the M16 rifle. Christensen had left Colt to start his own firm that made parts for the M16. According to Lefstein, that's when Colt overstepped its bounds when it used patent law to put Christensen out of business. Lefstein took Colt to court. The case ended up deadlocked between two federal courts.
Two courts of appeal had ruled on an issue, each saying that the other appellate court had jurisdiction of the case. The case was bouncing back and forth.
So, Lefstein petitioned the Supreme Court to step in, even though he knew it was a long shot.
The thought that a lawyer from Rock Island would have one of those cases, the chances of that happening were like slim and none.
The Supreme Court doesn't just take up a case to resolve a single isolated dispute. It takes up a case to establish a precedent for hundreds of other cases in the future. Fortunately for Lefstein, his case really wasn't just about a squabble between a small gun company and a large gun corporation. It was about what kind of federal court has jurisdiction in this kind of patent law. The Supreme Court noticed this and put it on the docket for April 18, 1988.
We'll hear argument next in number 87-499, Charles Christensen versus Colt Industries.
Now, arguing a case before the Supreme Court is not for the thin-skinned. Justices are notorious for interrupting lawyers nonstop, to critique arguments, to ask for clarification, or to just straight up point out errors. And that's exactly what happened with this case. Not even 1 minute into Lefstein's argument, Chief Justice William Rehnquist corrected him on something. Not anything a non-lawyer crowd would notice, just an incorrect use of a legal term. But apparently, Justice Rehnquist found it funny.
Do you mean the opinion was written sua sponte, or the holding was that it had no jurisdiction sua sponte? The court's right opinion sua sponte.
Okay, I'll accept the correction.
And then there was 79-year-old Justice Thurgood Marshall, who just wanted to know what was going on.
What exactly do you want us to do with this?
What we're actually asking, the relief we're asking for at this particular time, is that the appeal be dismissed.
And no more than that?
That's what we're asking for.
Well, what happens then?
Well, then it would be remanded to the district court for further proceedings.
I renew my question. What do you want us to do with it?
Basically, what Lefstein wanted the court to do was send the case back to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, where he knew that court would rule in his client's favor. Perhaps Lefstein's most embarrassing moment? Well, just take a listen.
Would you tell me which court you think had jurisdiction and why?
I certainly will. The court that we say had jurisdiction is the Federal Circuit. And I'm sorry, is the Seventh Circuit.
But aside from those few blunders, the case went pretty smoothly for Lefstein. He felt he had made a strong argument in the 30 minutes he was given.
I'd like to reserve my time.
Thank you, Mr. Lefstein. Mr. Raddus, we'll hear now from you.
Now it was the opposing lawyer's turn. It was nerve-wracking for Lefstein to face off against Anthony Raddus, a corporate lawyer from a big New York law firm. But not long after Raddus began his argument for Colt, Lefstein says he got a good feeling the court would rule in Christensen's favor, just based on all the objections the justices were throwing at Raddus.
Do you have any cases aside from this patent?
Not specifically.
Any case
I think
at all.
I think it happens.
Once arguments ended, Lefstein would have to wait 2 months to hear a decision. On June 17, 1988, Justice William Brennan made the announcement.
The opinion is unanimous.
In favor of Christensen. What a relief for Lefstein.
We were pleased to be arguing against a fine New York law firm and prevailing, even though we came from little old Rock Island.